Welcome to the Fit 40 podcast, where we take all the confusing, conflicting fitness and nutrition information and break it down so that you can live your healthiest, strongest, most energized life. I'm your host, Brian Fitzsimmons. Let's get it started. We're going to be talking about the seasons of fitness. All right. So what we're going to be covering today is one, what the seasons are, two, how to eat each season, and three, how to train each season. So first and foremost, what the heck are the seasons of fitness? Okay, there's sections of the year which favor styles of training and body composition goals and eating due to societal norms, holidays, religions, traditions, weather, everything in between. When it comes to the seasonal diet, usually it breaks up into three sections of the year: that first third, the middle third, and then the last third. So January through April is a lot of the times people will focus on fat loss goals, whether they're getting ready for that summer coming up or they're just taking advantage of the fact that it's a little bit dead around that time of the year. And then when it comes to May through August, it's more of like a maintenance style where it's like, hey, we're enjoying the weather, enjoying going out and all that stuff, and doing just making sure that we're working out and keeping it part of the routine. And then September through December, it's more of like a maintenance time where it's like you're eating about the same, but because of less activity and stuff like that, it turns into a surplus. All right. Now, you could even take it a step further when it comes to your seasonal diet. And I'm not saying diet in the way that, oh, I'm on a diet to lose weight. It's no, diet is just whatever you are eating, whatever your selections are comprised of, that is technically your diet. Okay. If you want to take it a step further, you can do this seasonally by doing things like favoring in the wintertime, citrus fruits like limes, lemons, oranges, grapefruits, and things like that, and root vegetables like potatoes, carrots, leafy greens. And then in the springtime, switch it over to veggies like asparagus and artichokes. And when it comes to the fruits, shift towards like apricots, avocados, strawberries, things like that. Then when it comes to summertime, things that are fresh like watermelon and strawberries. And when it comes to the veggies, things like squash and pumpkins. And when it comes to fall time, apples, cranberries, figs, grapes, and pears, all that stuff that's the in-season stuff that's going to taste its best and it's going to have the best nutritional value. Those are the type of things that we can do. But that's like another level. If you don't want to go to that level, you don't have to. Like, you can eat things that are out of season and be totally in good health, and that's totally fine. But if you want to take it to there, you totally can. Totally. Now, seasonal training. When it comes to training styles, it also is a little bit different based on the season. So first is like the fat loss area. Like I mentioned, that January through April. And if your goal is fat loss, the training is going to be focused more towards the muscle building. Okay, May through August, you have a great amount of time to do outdoor activities. So taking advantage of the warm weather by maybe increasing your cardio and bringing your strength training sessions down so that you can take advantage, or say you want to do your workouts or whatever, but you want to do them outside. So if you have like a garage gym, you can pop open the garage and do everything out into the driveway or whatever. Or if you're at the beach, you want to bring a dumbbell down to the beach, you could totally do that, or a band or whatever. Or if you want to swap a strength workout in for a hike because it's beautiful out, that's the time that people do that. So it's totally fine. And when it comes to your goals as far as building muscle and things like that, it's usually a good time to work on the maintenance side of things, where it's like you're not going backwards, but you're not pushing it like crazy to try and pack on a ton of muscle or a ton of strength. It's like you're more so expressing what your body can do and enjoying the heck out of the warm weather and the situations that present themselves. And then September to December is a great time for performance, because when we have those extra calories and we're not as active outside because of the colder weather, when we do things like powerlifting or CrossFit or bodybuilding style goals, those are going to be fueled properly, and you're going to get the most bang out of your buck, or most bang for your buck, during that time of the year for most people. All right. So when it comes to January to April, like there's usually less social occasions like holidays and parties. And a lot of religions practice fasting around this time of year, like Lent for Catholics, like Ramadan for those practicing Islam. And then for Judaism, they got the 10th of Tevet, Fast of Esther or Easter. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I apologize. And there's plenty of others that I didn't mention, but it's kind of like that time of the year where everybody's like, okay, we can afford to eat a little bit less. So why not take advantage of that and use that time to burn some body fat if that's the way that everything's kind of trending? Okay, May through August again means more activities outside. So there's going to be more social engagements, which means more calories and more energy for workouts. So it's nice because you're able to put those calories to use, unlike in the colder weather time of the year. It's going to be less active and you're going to have more calories, which is going to put you more towards a surplus. But during the summertime, it kind of levels out. Like you eat a little bit more, but you also move a little bit more. And then September to December, that's when the cold weather hits. We're in that surplus. And like I said, it's a great time to work on performance-based stuff. So if you want to lift a new personal best in the gym, if you want to work on building muscle, if you want to improve your cardio by doing certain things in the gym, like certain pieces of equipment or going to an indoor pool, or let's say it's fall time and you can still get out there and do like biking or running and stuff like that. This is that time. Now, special note, you don't have to follow this way of doing things, especially if you're just farting or just farting. Oh God. If you're just starting your fat loss journey, if you're just starting your fitness journey, it's not something that you need to follow. In all honesty, this is more kind of like what the seasoned pros do, where it's a way to, like, if you do put on a few pounds, you use the beginning of the year to take it off, and then you get back to living your life for the rest of the year. And it's a nice little way of keeping your results. But it's also really good if you are the January 1st crowd where it's like new year, new me, and you want to jump on the wagon, then it times out pretty great. But it's not necessary. Okay. This can just turn into like your yearly trend once you've reached your goals. Now, if you want to start a fat loss journey and adjust the calories accordingly and apply the seasonal training methods, okay, then one, I would do the bodybuilding style in the beginning of the year. Two would be outdoor, and then three would be, or sorry, middle of the year would be outdoor stuff, and then three would be performance. I know I've repeated that, but it helps to hear it a lot. Okay. Now, if you want to get your training and nutrition on track, there's actually something special for Mother's Day. Now, for those of you listening on the podcast that missed this, I apologize. This is only available from today, May, what is it, 8th, as I'm recording this, but you're probably listening to this on the 9th. You have until Mother's Day, the end of Mother's Day, the 12th, to apply for the Mother's Day coaching scholarship. I'm giving away 12 weeks free of Fit 40 coaching. Okay, you're going to get everything that every client gets. You're going to get a specific meal plan, or not meal plans, we don't do that here. Nutrition plan, workout plan, accountability, all the good stuff that comes along with coaching. So that way, in those 12 weeks, you can lose about 10 to 20 pounds, feel incredible, and actually feel like you can keep your results rather than feeling like you're scared that they're going to go away. So if you are a mom and you want to take advantage of that, go ahead and apply. The link is going to be in the show notes. Everybody who is listening in the Facebook group, it is in the comments, like I mentioned prior. All right. Let me make sure I have everything here. Yep. So yeah, if you like accountability, a structured plan, and a supportive group, it's totally for you. Okay, go ahead and apply before it's too late. I'm going to announce the winner on Monday, the 13th, in the Fit 40 family. So if you're not already in it, get in it. And if you're late to the party, you're hearing this on the podcast right now and the time has passed, get your butt in the Facebook group. That's where I announce all these things. That's where everybody's hearing this for the first time before it goes up on the podcast, and you get a bunch of free resources and monthly challenges that are free. So a lot of fun in there. Totally recommend it. And if you want everything that I just mentioned, but you're too late to the scholarship, you can still apply for coaching. So Again, that'll also be in the show notes. You can just click and apply and we'll get you started ASAP. So thank you guys for listening in. I hope you learned a thing or two about the seasons of lifting. And you really, now that summer is around the corner, like embrace the fact that you can go a little off script. You can go outdoors a little bit more and just do the bare minimum to make sure that you keep the muscle that you've been working on, the cardio that you've been working on, and enjoy the situation, enjoy the heat, enjoy the beach, all that good stuff, and keep fitness a part of it. So thank you guys for listening. I will catch you all same time, same place next week.